Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales. Natalie has been in the top 1% in the country for over 25 years and number one in Hawaii for 2 years prior to stepping back to building Realty Universal. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And she joins us now. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, everybody. I'm so glad to be back another week. And we're getting started off to a brand new year. And so I'm really, really looking forward to today's show. And if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. And today we're actually going to do the whole show on real estate, which is going to be really, really exciting. And I'm really excited about our guest. Our guest has been in the business for years and constantly averages over $100 million of real estate year after year. She really knows her stuff. And if you are ever thinking about moving to Ohio or want to invest in Ohio, because now we're so global, you can do things from everywhere, and you don't have to physically be there to get it done, Joan is the person to contact. And today we're going to... It's going to fill us in on a lot. Menu programs with a lot of you listening are familiar, and then people that aren't want to dig in, and this will be exciting. We're going to go over some investing, different areas in Ohio. And so Joan Eflin is a broker that owns Ohio Broker Direct. And without further ado, because I know our show will go by fast to this week, I'm going to introduce Joan. Hey, Joan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You're actually in Ohio today, because I know I'm traveling around a lot. I'm in Maryland today. And what part of Ohio are you in?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
So Columbus is the capital. It is growing very, very quickly. Times have changed from when they used to call us Cowtown, USA. So we're making progress.
I love it.
Ohio is actually doing very well. Interestingly enough, I have to give a lot of credit to our current governor. He has done a lot for small businesses in our state. So we have a lot of business moving in our state, a lot of small business along with large corporations. And therefore, we have a lot of increased housing, low employment rate. It's amazing.
It's pretty, I mean, I know, I'm sure, as in every area, real estate's all over the board, but isn't it there are a lot of areas where it's very affordable in Ohio?
Yes, yes. Ohio, it's very affordable. I would say your median would be a couple $100,000, but you can easily find a wonderful home in ranging from $80,000 on up to, of course, millions, depending on how much you want to spend. But the Akron area is growing tremendously. There are a lot of incubators there, which are companies that basically incubate or help develop small businesses. And a lot of people are relocating there due to that type of growth. And when they build up their businesses, then they relocate corporately, generally somewhere else in Ohio. Or in Akron, sometimes in California, in Silicon Valley, and what have you, depending on what type of technology field they're in. But it's really, really amazing. So Akron, which used to be really struggled after the crash, you could find a home from $80,000. You could find a home for several hundred thousand dollars. And Ohio, unlike California, you do not have to pay $500,000 for a two-bedroom home. You can
That's
find
fantastic.
A wonderful 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in Columbus, Ohio for $150,000.
How many square feet, approximately?
I would say most of my homes are anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 square feet.
That's amazing to me. That's just amazing. You know, we do so much in Hawaii, and that's a different story altogether. I mean, you can't touch anything for that price, but maybe a little studio, unless you go to south of Hilo. That's amazing. And then, and I guess the job, I mean, from what I was pulling some facts up. I've got some fun facts in a little bit to go over, too, with you. I was pulling up some statistics. It's over 11 million people in Ohio. That's incredible. That was just surprised there's that many people in Ohio. And it's amazing. You actually, though, I want to talk about what you're doing is incredible. The menu programs that we all believe in so much and offer, it's part of all of our missions, you know, the brokers, and I met you through Flat Fee Group. Tell us what you're doing, because it looks like you're doing over $100 million in sales. You've got tons of listings. I was looking at your website. Lots of testimonials. I want to get into some of that. And tell us what you're doing that's for the buyers and sellers, because it looks like you're offering the different programs, but and also doing full service with that. You're giving a lot of customer service. So
yes, depending on what the client is looking for. When you list with a full service brokerage, you're paying 6-7%. Generally, the listing agent puts the property into the MLS, waits for somebody else to bring a buyer. They collect 3 or 4%. The buyer agent gets 3%. With us, depending on the program you choose, you can pay as little as $299. Your property goes into the same MLS. You have the same exposure. You as the seller dictate what it is you are willing to pay a buyer agent. Most common is 3% to be competitive with the full service brokerages. However, a lot of our listings sell without buyer agents involved. I haven't calculated that figure in quite a while, but I'd say upwards of 20-plus percent, maybe even 30% sell without buyer agents involved at this point. So it's huge. You know, you're paying $299 out of pocket, whether your home sells for $50,000 or a couple million dollars. That's a chunk of savings.
That's huge. They can put into something else, exactly, and they now I know because we offer menu programs and the brokers and the membership we also everybody offers it. What are you finding and that most people need help with? You know, the sellers and the buyers. So say a seller definitely needs some help unless they've sold a bunch of properties themselves or they're going to have an attorney draw up contracts. But we know attorneys can take a while to do that. So what do you think is the most important where they need your help on the selling side?
On the selling side, generally, if they need help, it's contract review. So we offer an a la carte service where for an additional $500, we will review and assist with negotiations of the purchase contract if that's paid up front. So if a seller chooses to purchase in one county, it's $299. So Franklin County, the county Columbus is situated in. So they would pay a $299 fee for listing in the MLS. Then at the same time, they would pay $500 for additional negotiation services. So we would help
so
with negotiating
up front.
The purchase contract. Yes, they have to decide it up front, yes. Because if they're already negotiating with another agent on their own, then we don't want to jump into the middle of something that may already be a mess. So they'll decide up front. And then not only do we help with the contract negotiations, but the majority of buyers these days require home inspections. Home inspectors are not required to be licensed in the state of Ohio. So you never know
many
what you're
states. Yeah, it's true.
Exactly. So you get a home inspection back. Everything is checked off, basically indemnifying the person who's facilitating the home inspection, holding them harmless. But at the same time, they're often asking the seller for the moon and the stars for items that may not really be an issue. So we assist with the request to remedy. When a buyer presents a request to remedy to us, then we assist with the negotiations back and forth as to what will be remedied, what will not be remedied. Oftentimes that requires verification as what is current code versus what was code when the home was built. Obviously, if a home was built in my personal home was built in 1897. And it's
not going
to comply with the new built homes that are built in 2016. So that part of it's very interesting. So if a seller needs, generally it is in that arena. Most of my sellers, they have no issues showing their own homes. Mm-hmm. You know, vetting their own buyers, because my sellers, upon request, we will refer them to a lender who will vet the buyers for them. So if a buyer does not have a pre-approval letter prior to seeing the home, they will be provided the name of a lender and they will get a pre-approval letter prior to seeing the home. It eliminates any issues with clients who aren't able to qualify to buy a Tootsie Roll on credit. You want to know who's coming through your home. You want to know that they're capable of buying a home before they set foot in.
That's a good point. Now, so if they pay, because I know we all have different programs. You know, we have one that's a 500 where we'll prepare contracts, but they can. Say they sign up and they do not choose the 500 now, but they get an offer and they're on their own and they say, hey, we need Joan's help. You know, we think we're in over our heads, or we just need a third person to negotiate. I see that a lot for sale by owners. It's difficult. Sometimes you need good guy, bad guy. You know, it's hard to negotiate your own deal when it's the seller. Plus the seller is more emotional. So if they decide later, hey, Joan, I want you to do it, how does that work on your a la carte system?
Generally, they'll contact me, and well, based upon what they're going to need, we'll negotiate an agreed-to rate, and they will pay that fee prior to the commencing of the negotiation.
Perfect. So anybody can use you as little as they need or as much as they need, you know, which is really, really wonderful.
And there are certain situations in which they're not in a position to pay up front for whatever reason. You find that sometimes when somebody's going through a divorce or they're upside down on their home or what have you. They have a lot going on. At that point, then we will agree to facilitate everything, and you'll pay the upfront listing fee of $299, and then you will pay us 1% or 1.5%, depending on what services they're going to require at the time of closing.
So you do have a program, too, where they can actually get a kind of a virtual full service in a sense for 1%, where you're going to handle negotiating and contracts and everything, and they can do that.
Exactly.
That's a fantastic. That's wonderful. And they decide that up front, too, pretty much, or is it pretty much makes it easier?
We do not have that posted on our website, but if a seller calls us and says, look, this is the situation that we are in, then we're happy to accommodate them, and we will offer that to them directly. So primarily we market the flat fee with all the payments up front, but if there's extenuating circumstances on numerous occasions, we have facilitated payment on the back end at the time of closing.
That's fantastic. And then, you know, for the a la carte, I mean, I love that we've been doing it, well, since, I guess, 1994, and the markets have changed with the Internet now. So many people have the information, they get the marketing, and they have it at their fingertips, but they still need agents and brokers. I haven't seen where, you know, people do sell it on their own, but if they're not putting it in the MLS, it's harder to sell. So it's so fun to work together and make it a win-win for sellers and buyers, you know, and you're doing that beautifully. I'm impressed, because I was looking at your website and some of your testimonials. I just want to read a couple, because in the industry and doing these menu programs and full service and fee-for-service and selling thousands of homes over the years, I mean, we're ingrained, you know, it's ingrained in us, isn't it? I mean, it's not something, you have to really love people and love doing this and be really serious about taking care of the people, because there's so many little legalese things and dotting I's and crossing T's and just kind of a balancing act, would you say, I think, in this industry, that when you're able to help the sellers and buyers but get out of their way, too, and let them save money, and so they can kind of, you know, we're almost like a safety net for them, I think. And I'm so impressed, though, because what I was reading, some of your programs, it looks like you're making sure that people are protected no matter what program they're in, and I've seen a lot of situations where brokers are doing flat fee, for example, and they put it in the MLS, and then they say, thank you, you're on your own, right? And it looks like with you, you're not doing that at all. You're making sure. Here's that one testimony I want to read. I was somewhat skeptical at first when contacted by Joan as a FSBO seller, but decided to sign up for her MLS listing to increase activity on her home. I am happy to say that at every point, Joan's service was clear and outstanding. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend her and her service. It was refreshing and exemplary. Dr. Jason Van Horn. It says a lot. There's another one, too. It says, Joan represented my husband and I for the purchase of a home. She was professional and knowledgeable. I was impressed with her follow-through. She returned all calls, answered all questions, reviewed all documents prior to closing and during the closing. She valued our time and therefore scheduled and facilitated inspections. We knew what process stood at all times and never felt left in the dark. That's kind of, you know, where you were saying you let them know up front, too, exactly what they're doing with this. As a result of our buying experience, we've decided to use her again for a sale of our home. We know that we'll receive the best representation, Debbie Howard in Columbus, Ohio. You have so many, I couldn't read them all, but, I mean, it's nice to see that you're offering you're making sure everybody's protected no matter what which program they're in, whether they're using you for the full service virtual, whether they're using you for the flat fee, or, you know, $299 program, and that says a lot.
Oh, absolutely. I do very, very little marketing. All of my business is referral from my previous clients and customers, their families, their friends, their coworkers. I really don't have to advertise. I took
that
two new listings yesterday. Both of them were referrals. I get a call, so-and-so referred me. They used your service. This is what I want to do.
I love it. I love it. That means a lot.
It's perfect. Yeah, it's perfect. I started in this business. I was licensed in 1983, so I've been at it for a while.
Wow.
Back in the day, you did not have the Internet the way you do now. Back in the day, you had to have an agent. You were handed, at some point you were handed an MLS book to go through, and that's how you bought a home. That's how you sold a home, unless, of course, you tried the FSBO route. However, today everything's on the Internet. The sellers are much more empowered, as far as selling their home. And same thing goes with buying. I had a fascinating conversation yesterday. I had an agent call me, and I'm not going to mention the agent's name or the brokerage, but he called me about one of my listings, and he's telling me that he said, well, I screen. I have a buyer that I'm working with, but I screen the listings, and I set it so they automatically only receive listings that are offering the buyer agent 3% or more commission.
Boy, is that it? That's a big no-no. He can get in a lot of trouble.
Well, exactly. I find it fascinating that the MLSs are allowing them to strategically set up emails like that, knowing that in Ohio you have a fiduciary responsibility to your buyer to provide them any and all information for all listings that may meet their needs. At the same time, you can tell that buyer, you can contract with that buyer that they're going to have to pay the difference, but you can't sit there and discriminate and state, I'm not going to tell you that this property is on the market because they're not paying me 3% or more. So I thought that was fascinating.
That's disgusting. I mean, it's horrible, and for somebody to do that, he's not going to be around that long, I wouldn't think, because he's going to get himself in a lot of trouble. I mean, how unfair is that to a buyer to find out that there was another house down the street that they may have liked more, and he didn't even let them know? So that's really bad.
Well, I also think buyers are very intelligent people, and they are now doing a lot of their own legwork. So
exactly. With
that, they have discovered there are a lot of agents who do not play nice in the sandbox, per se. They're doing their own work. They're going on to Realtor.com and other such sites, and they're contacting the listing agent directly, or they have an agreement with another agent, which they're doing a rebate program, and that agent is going to do everything in their power to ensure that buyer is exposed to every listing that is out there.
That's the right way to do it. Let's talk a little bit about your buyer rebate program. You also offer a rebate on the buyer's side if they do part of the work, right? Most of the programs like we offer, you offer, everybody that you find a lot of people offering is based on people are getting the credit based on the level of work they do. So
exactly.
It's more of a win-win and a fair situation, right? So tell us about how your buyer rebate program works.
Well, it's interesting. For example, I just closed two deals on the 31st of December. And they were single-family dwellings. One sold for $310,000, the other sold for $340,000. So the buyer received a 50% rebate. We put them in the system, in the MLS system, so that they would receive daily emails of anything that came on the market that met their criteria. At the same time, they often went and looked outside towards other FSBO properties that may not have been in the MLS. Once they determined the property that they were interested in and they had narrowed down their search, we scheduled a day of showings and they decided, you know, what property they wanted to buy. We facilitated the writing of the contract, settlement, the whole nine yards. So the rebate for the $310,000, our commission check was $9,300. The buyer received a rebate for $4,650. The other one, $340,000, the commission was $10,200. Buyer received a rebate for $5,100. So it all depends on the scale of what they're wanting to do. And this is a wonderful thing to offer investors, to offer builders, to offer regular people who are choosing to buy. A lot of people who are looking to sell their home and buy a new build, they want us to review everything for them just to ensure everything is done correctly. Not that the builder isn't capable of doing that, but they want to ensure they have their own representation and everything isn't just reflected on what's in the best interest of that particular builder.
So basically how it works is they do the legwork driving around. You put them on auto prospecting. So the MLSs have an auto prospecting setup, right, where you can actually put their criteria in. And so they're going to receive, if a property's listed at midnight and it's new on the market, they're going to get that into their, it's going to come in their inbox if based on their criteria. They drive around, they look at for sale by owners, they let the other brokers know that they're working with you, right, to be able to, and the program. And then once they've narrowed everything down, then you take, then you get with them and take over, basically represent them, write the contracts and protect them. That's exactly fantastic.
So we'll write the contracts. We'll facilitate, again, the negotiations on any requests or remedies that they need, and then, of course, settlement.
That's great.
And then some lenders will actually allow you to credit a rebate at the time of closing on the closing disclosure, which used to be called the settlement statement, and some will not. So the majority of ours, we cut a check after closing as a rebate check to that particular client.
Okay. We make sure that the amount that they're getting has to be lender approved is what we're doing in the, I guess, just different, there's different rules in different areas. We just make sure because, for example, you may have, and there's a couple ways to do it. I know with a VA, for example, say if somebody's a VA buyer. In Hawaii, I've sold homes over $1 million, $1.1 million to a VA buyer, and they have to put money down in that situation. It's not 100% financing. Just throwing this in here because they, but say, for example, it's an average, in Hawaii, a $600,000 house, and they're buying VA. Prices are definitely different. And they, but say their closing costs, because the closing costs are lower, even though prices are higher than a lot of states, say their closing costs, say the credit was going to be up to 2%, and the commission was 3, so it's $18,000, and they were going to be able to get up to $12,000 for an I'm just giving an example here. If they did all the work, basically, and just came to us when they were ready to write the contract, then and the closing costs are only going to be $7,000 or $8,000, then we have the difference of that $12,000. Just say $12,000 to $8,000. There's a $4,000 difference. We can't cut them the check. We have to get the lender to buy down the rate, get them to, you know, the buyer to buy down the rate to, or use up that money, or they lose it. So that's just some of the things that we can run into as our as brokers on these closing cost issues.
Exactly. Every situation is unique and
different.
A lot of lenders have their own, you know, unique policies that they put in play. Of course, you're dealing with FHA, VA, USDA, all different regulations. And every time you turn around, they're changing again. And now the government's talking about even affecting more changes because they would like to see more different programs offered to make it easier for people to buy. And then at the same time, you've got Quicken, looking to back out of the entire FHA program altogether. So it makes
sense.
Wow,
well, you know what you're doing is so amazing because you're the good thing with you is you know what you're doing, and you can you can advise accordingly and look at each situation individually so people know up front this is what we can do, this is what we can't do. But and it works out beautifully though. It can actually work it out. And then if there's a little bit, there could be a credit somehow or take it off of the price with the seller.
Mm-hmm.
But I know another way sometimes also is we try to do where the seller will pay it. So there's we were talking a little bit before, and you were mentioning some states that may not offer buyer rebates. I think you mentioned
exactly something
else.
Yes, and I was rather surprised. There are 10 states that do not offer do not allow rebates, and that is Oregon,
yeah.
Alaska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.
Yeah, we get around that because that we have other people in other states. The way people get around that is the rebate. They won't not allow a seller credit. So what can be done is the broker can reduce their commission and then have the seller pay the buyer the credit. And we do that a lot in Hawaii and Maryland just to avoid a lot of issues anyhow. And so they can do that. There's ways around it. The interesting thing about what you're doing, because I was looking at your site too, it's beautiful. The buyer rebate programs, and a lot of us have buyer rebate programs, full service, flat fee, we may call a program a for sale by owner program or a buyer rebate program. And you as a buyer or seller are definitely getting a credit and saving money, but it's the name of the program. So, for example, in a state where they say, well, we're not allowing a buyer rebate, it could still be the buyer rebate program, but done, totally legally. Everything has to be done legally.
Exactly. Creatively.
Yeah, and it's wonderful because it's wonderful, and I think it's just it really, my hats go off to you because I've been doing this for years, and we took a lot of flack when we were pioneers getting in doing it, and my hats go off to you because now a lot of people can get into the industry and just say, okay, I'm going to offer this, blah 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 blah, but haven't been in. They're maybe new or they're just coming up with a business model, which I think is phenomenal for them to be able to do. So I'm not negating it, mm-hmm. but my hats go off to you. My hat goes off to you to have stuck in it and done it and still do it because of all the different issues that can come up, and then to just really care about the clients, and that shows a lot. So,
mm-hmm.
So on your buyer rebate, can they switch up or switch around too? If they have, you said there was 50%, but can it?
Oh, absolutely.
What if they want you to do more?
They can be custom tailored.
Right.
So, our two standard programs are 25%. We will take you around for 3 days to view homes. Okay, and they do not need to be back to back. So,
wow.
Let's say this. You're doing this research, next month you're doing that research, 25% 3 days, 50% 1 day. There are certain situations, if you're doing a large farm to a developer, where you're going to agree to perhaps a flat fee.
Right.
Every situation is unique. The beauty of rebates, however, is you do not have to pay capital gains or any type of tax.
Right.
Tax
that's
on those rebates.
Oh, That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to ask you one thing, and we'll go over to a couple little bit more facts about Oahu. Listen to me. I'm saying Oahu, Ohio. You can tell where my head is. It's cold over here. It's cold over here in Maryland, and I'm ready to go back to Hawaii. In Ohio, you cover. Okay, so with what you're doing, you do the virtual and in person. So if anybody wants to buy, they can pretty much contact you for anywhere in Ohio. Is that correct?
Exactly. Ohio is not, it's a big state, but it's not a really big state. We're not talking Texas here. So you're 2.5 hours from anywhere. So you can easily set aside a day to spend a day in Cleveland. Or, for example, I had a property down in Cincinnati. They wanted to do the buyer rebate. That sold for $710,000. It's a couple hours to get down to Cincy, so you drive down early, make a long day of it, and drive back.
That's great.
So we can service anywhere in the state. That's not a problem at all.
Now, what if somebody doesn't need you, if they want to do the buyer, that would be 50%, I guess, if they don't need you to even physically show up at all, but they need you to prepare the contracts, negotiate, cover them, make sure that all the, you know, that they're going to check out everything that they should check out as far as what the regulations are that you know of, and then also the forms are correct. They could do that as well and then do the 50%, right?
Oh, exactly. I have done, yes, I have facilitated transactions in which I've never seen the property. I've never met the buyer. I've simply drafted the contract, facilitated request to remedies, facilitated settlement, and those are 50% or as otherwise agreed.
That's fantastic.
So
what
there are situations where obviously you're going to rebate more than 50%. It just depends on the circumstances, how much work they're expecting out of us. If they happen to have legal counsel that is already prepared to facilitate the entire purchase contract, and legal counsel is facilitating the request remedies and said negotiations, and we're just putting forth our broker's license, then most certainly we'll agree to a higher fee.
That's fantastic. So it's all negotiable, basically, when you and negotiate it up front. So it's a win-win. That's the beauty of these programs as well. So that
exactly.
They're fair to you, fair to the buyer, fair to the seller. I love
negotiate it. Negotiate it up front and in writing so that the buyer is protected.
I'm looking because I know some of our listeners are going to want to hear about Ohio too, and you know, for anybody listening too, like Joan can help. We do referrals with people in other states, other countries. So if somebody wants to buy or invest, you know, you could be listening and you could be in the UK. Joan can help you in Ohio. It's no problem. You know, it's just that's the beauty of the internet now, and videos can be taken. It's always good to have somebody come in firsthand if you can come in firsthand, but if it's not possible, it can still be orchestrated, you know, and covered. I was looking at some fun facts here with Ohio, and you said 2.5 hours, 11.5 million people, and you can get anywhere in 2.5 hours. Wow. That's, I'm looking at it. It says it's got a density of 282 people per square feet, ranking 10th in the nation, with a total land area 44,800 square. Oh, okay, so miles. You've got that's pretty good. But now your weather, I guess, right now in Ohio is pretty much. Do you get long winters, short winters?
I believe this morning when I woke up, it was 3 degrees with a negative something wind chill. And all I could think is I came back. I went to Arizona to watch my nephew play in the Fiesta Bowl, and I came back a little too early.
But about 2-3 months of winter, or is it longer?
Yeah, really,
longer?
Really, it's really not that terrible. You know, this was our warmest Christmas on record. I think we might have even been in the 60s. Or thereabouts. It's been exceptionally warm this year due to El Nino. But usually, you know, it starts to cool off really in December, and it really starts to warm up in April. But you might have 2 or 3 months of wicked weather if you're going to have it at all, and that's usually January through the end of March.
Fantastic. That's not bad
but,
at all.
But you were asking about some interesting tidbits about Ohio. There's a lot of things that were first initiated here. Cleveland actually had the very first traffic light in the country.
Amazing.
We have Cincinnati Reds is actually the first professional baseball team. And Cincinnati also had the first professional fire department. So, and of course, Akron, everybody's familiar with tires in Akron. It's the rubber capital of the world.
Wow.
You've got a lot of different things. We've had some interesting people here. We've had some presidents. We've had astronauts. The Wright brothers and the first airplane are here in Dayton. So,
I love it. I was looking up some facts. I was looking up the first full automobile service station was opened in 1899 in Ohio. I was pulling some facts I thought were so cool.
That's a new one to me. I didn't know that.
It's amazing. I was looking at Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. He was from, how do you say this one? Okay, Wapakoneta? No, I'm botching that all up.
Wapakoneta,
okay. That's wow.
There's a lot of cities in Ohio that have Indian names just because, you know, they were named, you know, obviously many years ago. So So there's a lot of Indian-named cities here.
I love it. Says, you got, this says Ohio gave America its first hot dog in 1900. Harry M. Stevens created the popular dining dog. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And in Mount Vernon, welcome. Everybody loves chewing gum. Happened here in Mount Vernon, in Ohio. That's where it was patented.
Oh, my goodness. There it says 50% of the United States population lives within a 500-mile radius of Columbus. That I find hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah, because like I said, it doesn't take that long to get to Cleveland or Cincinnati. And, you know, you look at some of the states that are absolutely enormous. Take Florida, for example, to drive top to bottom.
Right.
Canada, how long would take you? Or Texas, you know, east to west. So,
that's true.
Of course, California, I've never tried to drive top to bottom. I don't think you can do that in one day.
No. No. I agree. I think that's a little too much. So this is interesting. The first ambulance service was established in Cincinnati in 1865. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So how they let – that's – no, 911 wasn't there yet, so – we'll see. They've got to... Now, this says Hang on Sloopy is the official state rock song. Do they mean Snoopy?
Absolutely.
Or is it really Hang on Sloopy? Huh?
Hang on Sloopy. So if you are a Buckeye fan, every single football game, Hang on Sloopy. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And I bark more than I sing. You wouldn't want to hear me sing. So, yep, but Hang on Sloopy, Hang on is it. That is the theme song in this state.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Yeah.
It says they had the wow.
Yeah,
that,
and we
oh,
had,
this is a good.
Seven good. Presidents were born here. So.
Well, they got, they said, let me see what, oh, gosh, that's amazing. That's really, I have to check Ohio out. Sounds like there's a lot to, what else has it got,
if you like fast food, Wendy's was founded here. White Castle was founded here.
Are the little burgers, the teeny little quarter burgers they
yes,
used to have years ago?
Yes.
Oh, I
yes.
haven't seen
we
one
call,
of those in
we
ages.
We call sliders, yes.
Do you still have it?
Yes, we do.
You really? I didn't even know they still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, this is fun, though, because these facts, because people want to hear. They want to hear about these different things that are so it sounds more like you can kind of do, there's everything in Ohio. You have a lot of, I guess, you have the seasonal changes. You have a cost of living looks like it's pretty good.
Oh,
and,
yeah, cost of living
education.
Is really quite reasonable here. And education
looks good.
You, depending on where you're at, you have excellent schools, whether they're public or parochial or, you know, private that are not either, you know, that are not parochial. And then we've had some interesting people that were born in our state. Steven Spielberg was one of them. Clark Gable. Clark Gable was born in a very small town on the far east side of Ohio. Paul Newman, Annie Oakley, Arsenio Hall. So some interesting people.
I'm looking here. Thomas Edison.
Yes.
Wow. It's it looks like they gave in 1852 Ohio was the first state to enact laws protecting women, working women. Good.
Yes,
good for
yes,
them.
Yes. And that's one thing about Ohio. They do strive towards, even the court systems in our state, they are they believe in treating women equally.
Wow, that's really good to know.
It's a great place to work. We've got some really wonderful large corporations. For example, the limited companies were established and founded here by Les Wexner, who is from Columbus. So your Victoria's Secrets, your Limited, your Abercrombie, all of those right here in Columbus. Nationwide Insurance is here in Columbus. I believe they're opening a couple of Amazon locations here now.
They must really be making
distributions.
the business laws must be really friendly, business friendly, like you said. That must
really,
like, if they're moving there.
Our current governor, John Kasich, has been very pro small business and also bringing in other business. For example, I myself am a small business, Ohio Broker Direct, and the way they said it is they cut the state tax, income tax, for small businesses in half.
Really? Now, how does that work? Because we haven't been that lucky in Hawaii or Maryland. How does that work?
Exactly.
So you actually...
When we calculate our income tax for the end of the year for the state of Ohio, our income tax is 50% currently. So there's a lot of things that our state really were hit hard during that recession. Employment was huge. The loss of homes, the amount of short sales, the amount of bankruptcies, it was atrocious. And then when he came in as governor, he started enacting a lot of, you know, a lot of people, once they were let go in the recession, they wanted to start their own businesses. A lot of them didn't know where to begin. Ohio has a lot of different programs to help people start their own business and a lot of really, really good laws. And one of them is how friendly they are on the tax side to small businesses. At the same time, they do a lot to bring in businesses from other states. So we have a huge Honda plant here and, you know, a lot of, like I said, really big businesses. Procter & Gamble is in Cincinnati. The Cleveland Clinic is absolutely enormous and, you know, world-renowned. But we've been in the position to have a very proactive governor who really wanted to make a difference in the bottom line of helping people help themselves.
You're seeing that big difference.
That's fantastic. It's absolutely huge.
Wow. So they don't have an excise tax on top of it either. It's just that's fantastic. Yeah.
It's really good.
The nice
thing about it is it enabled people to invest more back into their business. Restaurateurs were able to buy newer equipment or expand and open another restaurant. When you can save a little bit here and put it a little bit there or offer better programs for some of their employees, some of the restaurants here, the waitresses, do not receive tips. You don't tip the waitresses. They're on salary, but they're on very good salaries with health benefits and all of that. There's a lot of different options available here that a lot of people really like.
That's fantastic. Small businesses can hire more people. You know, sometimes you hear that people complain about the taxes, but if the businesses can hire more people, then it's helping everybody too. It's helping the community. That's really great to know because, you know, the excise tax, Hawaii has an excise tax on the gross. So even if you don't make the money, you have to pay on the gross, so even just to open your doors. So this is really good to hear. So Youngstown, Ohio, I saw has a median price of $55,400.
And I'm
reading that.
Youngstown is growing exponentially. Youngstown is doing really well. That's where the Football Hall of Fame is. That is an area that was hit very hard during the recession because there was a lot of blue-collar work there. Those people were hit very hard. But that's also one of the areas where they're doing a lot of the incubators, you know, where they're trying to bring small businesses to build up into not just blue-collar but other different service industries. State Auto, I believe, may have even originated up there. And now it's a huge insurance company. So there's a lot of really neat things that have happened. You know, unfortunately, the recession in and of itself is terrible. A lot of people lost their jobs. But it really also allowed a lot of people to think outside of the box and do something different with regards to their careers.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. So it must be turned. It says it's from the National Association of Realtors. It's a 7-bedroom, 4,800 square foot home, 19 rooms total, outside of Youngstown, on the market for $150,000. That's amazing to me. Maybe it's coming up now. So, wow, that's amazing that you can buy something that inexpensive.
And you can. And you can buy, you know, even in Columbus and even in Cleveland and Cincinnati, you can buy some wonderful homes very reasonably priced, you know, that are, you know, 2,000 to 4,000 square feet. Or in some areas that are now rebounding that were hit very hard in what you would consider a mansion district, you can. But I remember many years ago in Columbus, you know, they're trying, they are very aggressive about trying to redevelop areas and get rid of blight and homes that are boarded up and such.
Right.
And I remember back in the 80s, there was an area called Victorian Village. You could get a home for a dollar. And it was a huge mansion.
Oh, was that
mansion.
Like a dollar where you have to do put so much?
Square. You had to live there for 5 years. You had to agree to live there for 5 years. Those homes today start at $300,000.
Really? Did you have to put so much into it to buy it for a dollar? I know they did that in Baltimore City years ago.
You had to rehab it. You qualified back then for FHA 203K and often sometimes different grant money. But, you know, a home that you could have bought for a dollar back then, you could turn around and sell for $300 on up today.
That's amazing.
And it is the hot area. You know, it is, you know, the short north. It is the hot area. It's the, right down from the arena district. There's a lot to do. It's the place to be. So when they redevelop these areas, they really give a lot of thought into it, and they try to do a lot of planning to make sure that that it's going to work.
It really sounds great. Sounds overall, Ohio sounds like a wonderful place to live and to work.
In Ohio, there's a lot to do. There's a lot. There really is. You know, it's not, you know, the entertainment center of Chicago or, you know, New York City or what have you, but there really is a lot to do in Ohio. There's a lot of opportunity in Ohio if you look for it. There are parts of Ohio that are most certainly struggling, particularly in the Appalachian area. But, you know, if people wanted to move to Ohio, you could just do whatever you want. If you want to open
up your own
business, why not?
Absolutely. That sounds great. How's the topography there? Do you have mountains and streams and rivers and lakes? I mean, I'm just people like to do sports and, you know.
Well,
I'm originally
from Arizona, so I would not refer to them as mountains, but I would say hills. because I used to mountains.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
But we do have lakes, we do have rivers, any kind of sports you want. We have two professional baseball teams. We have two professional football teams. We have hockey. You know, all of the sports that you can want, we're home to the, you know, Football Hall of Fame. We've got LeBron James, so in Cleveland Cavaliers for basketball. The Ohio State Buckeyes, they do very well as far as football goes. But, you know, in this state, people take their football very seriously. Their sports very seriously, I think, across the board. Matter of fact, I just read this morning that the national championship football team, the television ratings were substantially lower than the year before when Ohio State played. So, that's just the nature of our being in the state. Everybody follows their sports.
But there
really is a lot to do. You have a lot of theater. You have a lot of arts. You have a lot of music. They have some fantastic concerts. They are the Arnold Schwarzenegger filming a movie here. John Travolta is filming part of a movie here. They're trying.
Oh, I didn't know they were
in
the movie industry too.
That's newer. That's newer. That's really stepped up since this governor. So we're starting to get a lot more action in the state. So
that sounds wonderful. That sounds. Oh, this has been really enlightening this hour going over Ohio.
Yeah. And I realize our governor is running for president, and he'd probably make a darn good president, but I'd really kind of hate to see him leave Ohio because he's done a really good job.
You have self-interest there.
I have self-interest, absolutely.
Absolutely.
He could eat it too.
Hey, you know what? We want to let's give everybody your phone number, contact information, website, et cetera.
Sure.
Everybody knows they can go to Radio at Realty Universal and contact us for everything, too. But let's go ahead and give that to so they
can
reach you.
Our website address is www.ohiobrokerdirect.com. And through there, you can contact us directly. Just click on the contact link. You can send us an email. My personal email is Joan, J-O-A-N, at OhioBrokerDirect.com. And the phone number is 614-989-7215.
That's fantastic. That's great. We have about 9 minutes left. It flew by, didn't it? It always does.
Absolutely.
It's hard to believe an hour goes by so fast. This has been fantastic, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullinex, and Joan Eflin is on the phone with a phenomenal real estate broker in Ohio who constantly sells over $100 million a year in real estate, year after year. All I'm seeing is all good stuff about you, Joan. Everything's good, you know? And when you do what you do, the amount of business you do, if something wasn't good, we would know, right? It's really true.
You probably would know because we're a small state and everybody talks. But another couple of quick things about Ohio that might interest your viewers. We do have beaches because we have Lake Erie. We do have four seasons, so you do have you have your snow, you have your grass, you have, you know, the whole nine yards all year round. So it's
I love it.
You have a lot of different scenic views depending on the time of year.
I love it, and they're being much business friendly and education
mm-hmm.
and arts. It's just fantastic. So now, since we only have, we're right at the end. You want to tell us a little bit more about some of your other programs? I know you've got the flat fee. The virtual full service, basically, right? The buyer rebate program. Just a couple different, and you'll customize for people's needs. So maybe just give us an example or two that you'd like to let people hear.
Well, for
hear
example, we offer the flat fee listing so you can purchase. In some areas, for example, parts of Cleveland, there's a couple of different MLSs. Your main MLS would service the entire upper right-hand quarter of the state. But when you get to Lake Erie and the exclusive areas, that's another MLS. We offer the option of going into more than one MLS, and which is huge, depending on what kind of marketing you're looking for, because you're not just marketing. When you go into the MLS, you're trying to reach all the buyers out there, but you also want to reach all of the agents that service that particular area. You don't want to miss anybody. So sometimes it's necessary to go into multiple MLSs. So we do offer the flat fee, the limited service throughout the state. In Central Ohio, we do offer full service as well. So if somebody doesn't want to have to worry about anything, they want us to take the listing, show the house, write the offers, the whole nine yards, we take care of all of that. And then as far as the buyer rebate programs, we offer 25%, 50%, or as otherwise negotiated, depending on what they're looking for. One of the new things that we have added is we are selectively inviting other agents to join our brokerage, you know, with the requirement that they must have substantial experience and mm-hmm. that they are willing to think outside the box and utilize such interesting programs such as rebate programs or, you know, that they understand and respect our concept. Because we oftentimes, you'll have a seller who decides, gosh, I really want to do that limited service program. This is what I want to do. They sign up. We get the home on the market. All of a sudden, they get this fantastic job in another state. They're not in a position to show their home anymore. They really,
right.
at that point, need somebody to take it on full service. So we are now bringing in agents that are willing to accommodate that, and they will take on those full-service agents, and we're hoping to expand that statewide.
That's fantastic. This is just such the way of the future is here. We saw that years ago, that it was going to be a way of the future, and now we're living it, you know, where people
mm-hmm.
really – people deserve to have choices, and you're giving it to them, and that's fantastic. And, yep, and you can be anywhere. So Ohio, it's the one thing, as far as if investors want to contact you and want to purchase and they're not going to live in Ohio, they're just looking for their rate of return, is it in good, you can put them together, good investment opportunities?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, we do. We've done that in the past. Matter of fact, we had a purchaser from China, a purchaser from India. The nice thing about the title companies here is there are different title companies that offer, that have people who are actual translators within the company, and they can handle those transactions as well.
It's wonderful, isn't it? But because I know, for example, like in Hawaii, sometimes in Honolulu, the rate of return, like in the mainland, for example, in Maryland, you'd want to see a 10% rate of return, you know, to get on the property, most investors. In Hawaii, 5% might be all you're going to get. It's just such a different
Hawaii
areas, you know.
Exactly. Hawaii is much like Oregon and California. If you get 5%, you're happy.
Right.
Yeah.
So there, would you say you can find...
Here it's anywhere between 8 and 10, depending on what you're looking for.
Fantastic. That's great. That's really good to know. So, we want to have you back, too. This is great.
Yeah, for your investors, one of the hot things that a lot of the investors are looking for is properties around your bigger college campuses. And,
that makes sense.
Because that's a huge rate of return. You know, if you happen to have somebody, whether they're an investor, ideally it's suited for an investor that has somebody managing the property for them, or somebody local who can hands-on management. But look at it this way. If you purchase a single-family dwelling near campus, that normally, if it were anywhere else, you'd be lucky to get, you know, you pay $100,000 for it. You might get, you know, $1,000 a month, $1,200 a month in rent. On campus or near campus, you're charging by the room. So you might be getting, you might get $800 a month for rent from just, you know, a family or a single person moving into the property. On campus, they charge by the room. So you're looking at $400 to $500 per room.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
Most of them are four-bedroom homes. So if you can make $1,600 instead of $800, why not? But
and you only paid $100,000 for that?
Yep. There's a lot of turnover. There's, you know, have a lot of turnover in tenants. So for that type of investment, yes, you reap the reward, but there's a lot of maintenance because every summer new college kids are coming in or what have you. But it's just something for investors to consider. And a lot of people will buy them just to put their kids in for college, give their kids a place to stay, rent out the other rooms, turn around and sell it when they leave.
Smart. Or somebody may even want to buy an apartment building, I would think, you know, or something there too, commercial.
Exactly. Exactly. So, why not do it? You know, why not use, if somebody has an IRA, you know, they could restructure their IRA so that they're able to invest in real estate with it. Real estate's much safer investment, generally speaking, than the stock market. They may find a better rate of return if they were to choose to do that.
Fantastic. Well, you really know your stuff. I'm really impressed, and this has been a fantastic hour. We're just winding down to the end, and so if you can give your contact information one more time, and then we're going to get ready and sign off.
All right. Again, our company is Ohio Broker Direct. Our website is www.ohiobrokerdirect.com. And phone number, 614-989-7215. If you wish to send an email to me, it's joan@ohiobrokerdirect.com. Again, that's joan@ohiobrokerdirect.com.
I love it.
And it's been wonderful speaking with you.
Oh, this has been great. You've been awesome. So to everybody out there, hopefully we'll have you back too, and I'll be sending referrals to Ohio. I can tell you, this has just been very With the menu programs you offer, it's so easy to do it virtually, you know, and it's just so easy to handle it and put that extra time into discussing it with the people and from wherever they are. So thank you, June. This has been enlightening. And to everyone out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.